Yo, it's me again. So I know you guys have been listening to like everything that's been going on with me when I'm on my podcast for like years, dude, and shit. Remember the hacking a long time ago, how it used to be like it was in town and shit, or if I didn't lock my door. So again tonight, guess what, dude, or today when I'm outside and shit, dude, iPhone comes up missing. iPhone 6S, dude, fucking skank ass motherfuckers. If no matter what, it's the same way. They have like so many fucking cameras around me and fucking shit all the time, dude, that like, these people are fucking low-lives, dude. They're so fucking low-life, dude. Anything that they could try to do to set me up or do any fucking thing that they could, they're fucking low-lives, dude. Am I stupid because I live with my fucking mom? She thinks she can come up and snoop in my fucking room whenever she wants because she's a fucking whorebag, fucking thief bitch. Like, 100%, dude. She stole my go-to bank card because I get my fucking picture mail sometimes now and shit, dude. So she stole my go-to bank card, said, I thought it was mine because I get a picture, you know what I mean? So, like, in the garbage, dude, there was literally fucking the go-to bank of mine, and it was ripped in half, and then she took the card and shit, dude. I'm serious, dude. So, no matter what I lay down or what the fuck I do, they try to steal everything they fucking can. The best part is, check this out, okay? This phone that I'm on right now, how they get into my phone and know my... How would they know my passcode is the fucking thing to begin with. They have to be able to get in my phone and put my passcode in, in order to be able to lock me out of my Coinbase accounts, CoinGeckos, fucking shit like that, new browser. They do it all the time, though, dude. These motherfuckers do this all the time. If I don't lock my fucking door, and they always say, why is your fucking door locked and shit? All the fucking time, dude. No matter what, dude, they do this shit. You can't just fucking, how would you know the fucking code to my fucking phone? You know what I mean? Like, how do you do that, dude? So when I'm passed the fuck out and shit, like, this bitch made me a plate of food earlier, dude. I'm almost positive it was a drug, dude. Like, fucking, she made a comment like, something, I knock you out. Fucking, yeah, right, bitch. Eat shit and die, you fucking hoe. I'm not even lying, man. She's a scandalous fucking bitch is all I'm gonna say, yo. Scandalous, dude. Every one of these motherfuckers in this house are so fucking scandalous. It's unfucking real, dude. Both of them, dude. And then my dad and fucking her, between them, they let sluts fucking around here. Loser bikers fucking. They're worthless as fuck, dude. They have cameras everywhere on me, dude. Every fucking where on me, dude. Like, loser fucking motherfucking pieces of shit. No privacy. In the room where I get changed, too. Isn't that a CSC? Last time I knew, that's CSC. It doesn't matter if it's her house, but I get changed all the time and out of here. And it's CSC. But the only reason why she thinks she has it in here, because it's her house. And fucking she wants to watch me masturbate, dude. Isn't that fucking sadistic? My own fucking psycho fucking whorebag fucking bitch. I hate her, dude. I'm telling you guys, I fucking hate this bitch. She's a fucking skank bag fucking bitch, dude. Skank. I literally said, though, I go outside a little bit ago, you know what I mean, to do some work and shit. And I just noticed, dude, that somebody stole my fucking phone. Not too long ago, they tried to steal my fucking phone again. My dad faked a fall downstairs, and I come back up, and two of my fucking phones were gone. Then when I came back up again, then one was laying on the fucking balcony out here, and then another, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, man, fuck it. He literally is downstairs and faked a fucking fall, dude. I could tell by the way a fucking whole thing was, dude. He wouldn't have got up in a second, dude, if not. I mean, but by the time I get back up here, so I was like, I need to go grab my shoes because I didn't have shoes, you know what I mean, to take something out and shit. I get back up here, there's no fucking phones, dude. Come on, man. I fucking got pissed as shit, dude. And fucking finally, there's one phone that was the iPhone, actually, that was laying up here on the motherfucking balcony rail and shit, dude. My other one's totally gone. So I was like, why the fuck do you guys come in and steal my phones, dude? Then later that night, my mom's like, oh, I found your phone under the bed. Way the fuck over. Really? Because they were both on my fucking stand when I fucking left, bitch. That's why the fuck I came back up here. I mean, seriously, dude. These motherfuckers are scumbag, dude. Scum. If I don't get out alive, I die. You know why they take this shit, though, and do this shit, dude? Guess what? Because they want to steal my fucking money off, get in my fucking accounts. They want to fucking see what I fucking message because I turned them in the FBI. I don't give a fuck, dude. This has gone on way too fucking long for almost 3 years that they steal my mail and steal fucking everything, dude. Any and every fucking thing of mine. So no matter what, they're going to try to set me up with something. No matter what, they're going to try, dude. But they're never going to have. They have nothing on me. You know what I mean? Nothing that's true are they ever going to have on me, dude. So I'm not even worried about shit. Not even close to worried about shit, dude. Not even fucking close to worried about shit, dude. Not at all, man. The even funnier thing is like I noticed yesterday that my computer was got into, okay? I knew for sure. But guess who was here all day? Fucking the same bitch that fucking steals my phone, dude. My sister and fucking Robin, fucking, you know what I mean? Like the same motherfuckers, dude, here. I could tell my computer's got in. But the thing is, how do they know that passcode, too? Nobody knows my passcode. So how do they literally screen mirror my computer now, too, and know that passcode? Nobody knows that, dude. How do you even get in these motherfuckers, dude? How do you even get in these motherfuckers? Seriously, dude. I really want to fucking know, dude. How do you get in these? I'm not saying nothing, bitch. Fuck you, Marty. How do they even get in these motherfuckers, dude? Because this motherfucker is live right now on a podcast. It's getting sent out there. These motherfucking people on my podcast, I love you as fans. Remember my old podcast, The Silent Shady, blah, blah, blah. This shit I would tell you as it's going on while my phone's getting hacked, what's happening, blah, blah. You guys all know and shit, right? You guys have heard this for how fucking long, dude? Now I'm on a different podcast. Yes, it's a different station and shit. But don't you understand that literally I started, I would tell you at the time shit was happening and shit on my other podcast and shit. I can't get back into it. They locked me out of that fucking email when I had an entrapment charge in Coldwater, okay? I got an entrapment charge, dude. Check this out. When I was off for a little bit, you know, you guys, and fucking came back, like, last July or whatever. So I get an entrapment charge in Coldwater, dude. I go get booked in and shit, you know, the motherfucking CO there and shit, dude. Ganks my fucking phone, dude. Or, well, okay, this fucking first thing, dude. I tell him about this fucking thing going on, sex trafficking, blah, 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 you know what I mean? And then fucking he was pissed, dude, pissed. I could already tell and shit. I'm getting fucking phone numbers right when I'm getting booked in and shit, dude. And fucking straight up, dude, this motherfucker, dude. He puts me in a cell, dude, with these guys and shit. I thought they were cool. Like, at first, everybody's cool and shit. So the next morning, they fucking three of them. It might have been, it's right after lunch, dude. So it's still, I think, morning. But three of them beat me the fuck down, dude. Grab me off the fuck, whip me off the table, dude, and just start pounding on me and shit. You know what I mean? And fucking all because I told them that shit, I'm pretty sure, dude. And then my buddy of mine, dude, he's another CO. He's a sergeant there and shit. He comes down and fucking gets me out of the cell and shit. Takes me out of a different one. So the CO that fucking originally put me in there and shit, he like comes back from a couple days vacation and shit. And he's like, I told you, watch what you say. I told you, watch what you say. Exactly what he fucking said, dude. Like a little bitch, dude. Because I told him about sex chart, you know, or sex fucking trafficking, dude. And people doing it and shit. And fucking, ain't that fucked up, though? Doesn't that look obvious? Like fucking... told you watch what you say, you know what I mean? So then I get out of jail. It's like 30 days later, dude, I get out and shit. And this motherfucker, I was like, so where's my phone? They bring me all my shit, dude. My fucking phones are gone, dude. Straight gone, dude. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Moto 6, fucking a Radiant, a fucking, I don't even know, dude. I was so pissed, dude. I was so fucking pissed, dude. I mean, they're totally fucking ganked, dude. Fucking scumbag ass motherfucking CO is a fucking piece of fucking shit. And then I asked one of the sergeants there, and she's like, oh, they said you didn't have one. Look at the fucking cameras, bitch. They wouldn't even look at the fucking cameras, dude. That's the fucking sad thing on that shit, dude. They wouldn't even look at that motherfucking shit, you know? Scandalous motherfucking town, man. Scandalous town, dude. I'm telling y'all, dude. So, I'm not worried about shit. I just know these motherfuckers are thieves around here, you know what I mean? If I don't fucking... They have so many cameras and so much shit on. If I fucking set something down, it's gone in a second, just like it used to be in town and shit, dude. So it's whatever, you know what I mean? I'm not worried about shit because I don't have fucking, you have nothing on me. I mean, all you're doing is getting in my accounts and fucking stealing money, so I don't give a fuck. I'm a fucking headbutt you and I'm gonna fucking slit your fucking throat. I promise you that probably, but besides that, it's all good, dude. Fuck you, motherfuckers. Peace out. Love you guys. I'll be recording today, okay? Peace.